print media, comics, zines, and art, graphic arts, and just general creativity. Craftspeople show up there, and co-op supports audio, independent audio media. This is another form.
Yes, yeah, and I guess print and radio also have that in common of kind of being sort of quaint, not moded.
Yeah.
Which is what we love about them.
We're keeping it old school rolling, man.
Friend Staple, if you've never been, is just such a plethora, a panoply, a smorgasbord of delights. If you go, make sure that you pack some Folding Green in your pocket because you won't be sorry. You'll walk away with a bag full of riches, as I do every single year. And again, this is a sort of a conference, a con that's taking place next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Marquesa Hall in Lincoln Village. And Chris, Uncle Staple has been generous enough, friends, to offer some extra premiums to folks who call in and donate during Slapping Pinch Problems Odd Preoccupation. If you donate at the $50 level or above, in addition to becoming a full member of co-op, then you will also get not only two free passes to Staple next weekend, but also a copy of a just fantastic novel by one of our other guests, Gene Thornton, is here in the studio with us. Good. Welcome, Gene. And her new novel, The Dream of Dr. Bantam, which came out earlier this year and immediately swept its author to heights of wealth and international acclaim in the universe right next door where justice actually exists.
It was really hard to get her back from Paris to appear on your show.
In this universe, you can order that great novel online. And I can't remember where I was going with that, but yes. Oh, yes. You will get that novel for pledging at the $50 level. For anybody who pledges at the $100 level, not only do you get two free passes to Staple next weekend, plus a copy of The Dream of Dr. Bantam, great novel by Gene Thornton, and you will also get a Staple T-shirt and a full-color screen-printed poster, Staple poster. I think both of those featuring the Staple Gator.
Yeah, every year the mascot for the show is termed the Staple Gator. It's a creature with a stapler for a head, and every year we get a different artist to interpret it. This year, the very talented Robert Wilson IV, an excellent artist from up the Dallas area, drew a very kaiju giant monster version. Yes. And we're making some
really nice. Mothra is going to appear in this frame at any moment.
Yeah, we're making some nice t-shirts out of that. And he drew the gator, and then he also made an awesome, just gorgeous poster out of it that local Nakatomi Press is going to be printing up for us, a limited edition, only about 50 of those.
Which is
10-4, 5-color screen printed posters. It's going to be available for purchase at Staple. But if you pledge at the $100 level, you get to go to the show and get your own copy for it.
So that's printed by Tim Doyle's
Tim
press.
Doyle.
Yeah. Yes. Who will also be appearing at Staple itself, I believe.
He will be there with his setup, with all his fine screen printing. And he's just blown up this year. He did it.
And deservedly so. I mean, not only is he such a talented artist, but he totally works his ass off and is completely smart about what it requires to market yourself as an independent artist in this 21st century that we're living in.
Indeed. You know, when you're an independent creator of, you know, whatever medium you're doing, it's, you have two full-time jobs. One is to make your art, and the other one is to promote it and get it out there.
Right.
And let people, you know, see it, purchase it, and, you know, that's what Staple is for. It's this sort of a venue and avenue for people to have the opportunity to connect with those fans or those people interested in consuming the independent media that people are creating.
And there's such a variety of stuff there that I would venture to say there's nobody who's going to wander through Staple and not find somebody that they connect with personally.
Absolutely, yeah. Work. Yeah, we have just under 150 exhibitors this year, 83 8-foot tables. Past years, I've worked out the math of how many inches that is. But
a lot of table space.
A lot of table space. It's filled with artists from all over Austin and Texas and the entire United States. We actually have our first Iowan coming down this
nice.
Year.
There is some kind of, there's some kind of crazy Iowa Austin connection. I know a bunch of people down here from Iowa. So let's tell our listeners about some of the other special guests that are going to be at Staple this year. And again, friends, that's next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, over in Lincoln Village at the Marquesa Hall and Theater.
Yeah, we're really lucky this year. We have some awesome guests. A couple of our featured comic book artist guests, Steve Niles, who's a sort of horror comic writer and just a horror writer in general, and most famously for the 30 Days of Night.
Oh yeah,
comic book that was made into a film.
One of the darker takes on the vampire mythos.
Yeah, sure. And a really kind of a clever idea too, about vampires that go to Alaska during the month of night that they have there, so they can just walk around all the time. Pretty clever. And then he's collaborating with the legendary horror comics artist Bernie Wrightson on several books, and the current one is like Frankenstein Alive. And Bernie's kind of famous for having drawn the iconic version of Frankenstein.
You know, I think Frankenstein's time is coming around again. You know, like zombies, vampires are getting kind of played.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Frankenstein's monster.
Right.
Especially in the cybernetic age, I think.
I know it's an interesting thing. Like, I'm not sure if the Frankenstein story was inspired by the idea of the golem. It seems like it might have been, but the last maybe six works of fiction I've read, four of them had golems in them.
Interesting.
And it just kind of by randoms. And Staple is kind of my golem.
Right.
It's out rogue.
Well, I think one of the most common kind of lit crit analyses of horror as a genre is that it's responding to whatever the current societal tension happens to be. It sort of finds its pressure valve in horror.
I think so.
And I wonder if the completely inevitable impending rule of our robot overlords has anything to do with these artificial creatures.
Well, Bernie's also going to be there as well, and Steve and Bernie will be doing a panel there together on the Saturday show. It's about noon.
And then just about every artist who's there is going to be willing to sign their work
or
chit chat with fans. And I mean, it's a very friendly type of conference.
Yeah, everybody that's there is super friendly and warm and open. And yeah, I've met Stephen Brady. They're super nice guys too. And they're going to be there doing that. We James O'Barr is coming back down from Dallas. He's the creator of The Crow. He's got some new Crow stuff that's in the works that he's putting out. And then we just announced Sean Wang, who is a very indie creator guy who, back in the day, he did some specials for The Tick. He did like some Tick and Arthur holiday specials. But since then, he's been working on his own comic called Runners, which is kind of a sci-fi space opera thing, and he's for the next volume of it, he's doing a Kickstarter, which is just launching, and so he's going to do a panel talking about his experience putting together a Kickstarter to put your comic out. Kickstarter comic
mm-hmm.
is the title of that, so I think that'll be something people find very interesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody wants to know how you run a successful Kickstarter campaign. And I think Kickstarter is really right in line with the kind of community vibe we were talking about for Staple and for KOLP Radio. It's a way for the small number of really devoted fans of anything to help that thing get off the ground. And of course I bring that up because we are having our membership drive right now, ladies and gentlemen, kids of all ages. And what that means is that it's that time of year. We come to you twice a year, hat outstretched, and ask you to help us keep the lights on here at your community radio station, help us help us broadcast this great diversity program and all year long. This is an all-volunteer station, friends. We have a couple of paid employees, but everybody that you hear on the air is doing it for love. We're all volunteer DJs here at KOOP, and we need your help to get going. The number to call is 472-5667, 472-KOOP, and I do want to tell you about a couple of awesome additional, we give all kinds of great prizes, gifts to those people who pledge, and the people who on the phone can tell you all about them. Some extra ones that we have due to the generosity of our guest Uncle Staple here, two free passes to Staple Independent Media Expo next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the $50 level, along with a copy of a great novel called The Dream of Dr. Bantam by one of our other guests here in the studio today, Gene Thornton. And at the $100 level, you'll get both of those prizes, plus additionally a great Staple t-shirt and a full-color Nakatomi-printed poster, both featuring the Staple Gator prominently. And here with us in the studio as well, we're going to get right back to the folks from Staple in just a moment. But first, Mr. Art Baker of Co-op's Jamaican Gold here to say a few words about our pledge drive.
I will make it very short and very sweet because I'm really enjoying what we've got going on here right now. But once again, gang, that magic phone number, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. We've got some great folks standing by to take your calls. Again, this is a volunteer organization. We've got Ann White from Roses and Thorns, a.k.a. DJ Buttercup. And we've got Professor Ted from Virtual Noise, which will be coming up later today. All the prog rock you can possibly handle.
Probably a little more.
And probably a little bit more. They do a great job of it. We hope you will give us a call again. We really do need to hear from you to support this very unique programming. Not very unique. It's unique, period. There's no qualifier that goes with unique. I've had to catch myself on that every damn time. But no. You know what? This is the most unique program. Blah, 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 blah.
There's no grammar Nazis or any other kind of Nazi in the studio.
Very good. 472-5667, 472-KOOP, Slappy Finchbottom is a local treasure, gang. Please show your support for him and for all the great programming that he brings you. And with that, I'm going to get out of the way and let you guys get back to work. I'll talk to you guys in a few minutes.
Thanks so much, Art. Yes, again, that number, 472-5667. You can also pledge online at kobop.org. There's a big donate button that you'll find if you go there, and also a listing of all the thank you gifts that we have to offer. Friends, we have the crew, or some of the crew of the Staple Independent Media Expo here in the studio with us. We have the head honcho of Staple, Uncle Staple, Chris Nicholas, here in the studio, as well as several folks who are going to be appearing at the conference next weekend, out of the hundreds that will be there. And one of those is Mr. Dan Price, the creator of, if not the only, then I think it's at least safe to say the greatest superhero who wears a condom on his head in all of comics history. I think it's pretty safe to say.
Nice to be here.
Good to have you. We had to do a little last-minute mic adjustment. So Latex Avenger is a comic that features the title hero in a series of exquisitely mundane and salacious adventures with such cohorts as the Spermicidal Foam Lad and Coach of the Pig. Welcome, Dan Price, to Slappy Finchbottom's LP Occupation.
Thank you for having me. Latex Avenger. He's got a sidekick, Spermicidal Foam Lad. They're repelling crime 99.9% of the time. it's just one of those funny little comedies. You know, I was really into Silver Age comics and, kind of brought the comedy to that and wanted to do something very different in the independent comic scene. So.
Yeah. It's very funny stuff, and I'm curious to know what the if you remember the initial impetus, as it were, for the Latex Adventure.
Well, I was doing a line of greeting cards at the time. I was doing these humorous greeting cards, and I had done like 48 of these cards, and all the other stuff that went along with it. And you do a project like that, and you're kind of cornered in.
Right.
And I was like, I want to do something very different. And I was a big comics fan, have been since I was 8. And I was like, this is my time. I'm going to do a comic. I've always wanted to do one. And I was like, I want to do something, just completely insane. And so I, you know, I came up with this Captain Condom character, and I didn't like that. I didn't like the way it sounded. I wanted something, you know, really unique. And so Latex Avenger came out, Spermicidal Foam Lad, you know. Yes. You know, came out of that, and you know, I might
sort of am protect.
Sure, and they live with my grandparents. The characters actually live at my grandparents' house, Saul and Myra Glickman. So my grandparents were in the comic.
Your actual grandparents?
Yeah,
my actual
their real names were Harry and Rita, but I changed them to Saul and Myra, and those are my grandparents in the comic book. And they passed away, so they kind of live on in the book. And they would have loved it. You know, my grandparents had a twisted sense of humor. I think that's where
great.
I got it from.
And, yes.
You know, and yeah, they live in bunk beds in the house, and, you know, and, you know, they, you know, Latex Avenger in a future issue, you'll see him actually, he doesn't have a car, he rides the bus. You know, he's just, he trips over his own
in costume.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, he's a superhero, he feels, you know, and he wants the respect of that, but, what he ends up being is just a total joke. I mean, and the sidekick, the 12-year-old sidekick, he's the brains of the operation, you know?
Spermicidal Foma,
Ruben, you know?
He's the one who does the real work.
Yeah, I mean, he's always keeping L.A. in check. And, yeah, I mean, Latex Avenger, you know, he's mighty and he's strong and he's tough, but, you know, he has his mind in the gutter all the time, and, you know, Ruben's there.
Maybe that condom on his head is a bit tight.
You know, it's cutting off the airflow. It's sort of like a Howie Mandel situation there, you know?
That is fantastic. Well, you must know, I'm sure that you know, that Robert Crumb also was working in greeting cards before he started to do
it. I did, yeah, American Greetings.
So what do you think it is about that line of work that warps a person to such a degree?
You know, greeting cards are a perverse world, I think. You know, no, I have no idea. You know, I mean, I wanted to do it for the fun, and, you know, but Robert Crumb, who is an absolute, you know, treasured indie, you know, comics, you know,
sure,
he's
sure.
fantastic. You know, and I read his stuff, I enjoy his stuff, and, you know, I don't think I've attained that kind of warped level quite yet. I'm getting there.
Only
you know?
Crumb is Crumb.
No, no, Crumb is. From the man.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, friends, we've been talking here with Dan Price, creator of Latex Avenger, and he is one of the many, 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 many artists who are going to be featured next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, March 2nd and 3rd, at the Marquesa Theater over in Lincoln Village as part of the Staple Independent Media Expo. And Uncle Staple, can you tell us the website where folks can find out more about the conference?
Yes, it would be www.staple-austin.org. We're also on the Facebook.
Nice.
We're on the Twitter at Staple. And we just set up a Tumblr earlier this year, which is Tumblr/, I'm not sure how the URLs work on that, but Staple Gator is the Tumblr, because it's named after the mascot, the Staple Gator. And we've been posting a lot of really cool, people have been submitting artwork to it and different things. And
featuring the Staple Gator?
Featuring the Staple Gator. Actually, like, I have my own personal sketchbook that I got the first year of the show in 2005, and just have people draw a Staple Gator in it. And
fantastic.
We had added a new volunteer to our staff this year, a good gentleman named Matt Hurst, who's handling a lot of our social media stuff, and he scanned that entire, like, 150-page sketchbook, which is almost full. I think there's two blank pages in it, and he's been posting the sketches from the Staple Gator sketchbook on our Tumblr.
That's exactly the kind of thing that Tumblr is best for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you really, in this day and age, you got to hit all mediums. Media. Well, friends, we're going to be right back with more from our guests from Staple here on Slappy Pinch Bottoms Odd Preoccupation. And just after these very brief announcements, just want to tell you again that we're in the middle of our membership drive. We need your support. Call 472-5667-472-KOOP and pledge today. Our phone answerers can tell you about all the awesome gifts that we have to thank you with at various levels of pledge. Basically, we just need your support. Thanks so much, friends.
Support for Co-op comes from the Austin Independent Business Alliance, working to promote local and independent business in Austin. For more information and a list of local businesses, you may visit ibuiaustin.com.
Excuse me, an order of chop suey, please. Chop suey.
That is it. Everything is in it. All mixed up.
I like that. Chop suey. Chop suey. Living here is very much like chop suey.
To satisfy your craving for Chinese, Japanese, and Korean music, tune in to Chop Suey every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. here on KOOP 91.7.
Chop suey.
Yes, you can check out that program of Asian Delights every Saturday afternoon here on KOOP. Yet another example of the fantastic diversity of programming that we bring to you here on Co-op. Pretty much any genre of music you could think of is somewhere on our schedule, which you can find at KOOP.org. All kinds of subjects of talk radio and those shows which are somewhat unclassifiable, like the one you're listening to right now, Slappy Pinch Bottoms, Odd Preoccupation, where week to week, Sundays from 3:30 to 4:30, I like to bring you explorations of what I call the performative spoken word, which is everything from interviews like the one that we are having today with our fantastic guests from the Staple Independent Media Expo, to comedy, stand-up, improv, sketch comedy, to documentary, to poetry, to cut-up and assemblage, audio collage, to anything that involves people talking, I like to play and bring to you here on the radio. And if you'd like to support that kind of diverse programming, we sure hope that you do. All you need to do is pick up your phone right now and call 472-5667, 472-KOOP. So you mentioned getting going in 2005, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was first year. So the show is actually the ninth annual.
The ninth annual Staple Independent Media Expo, which again, friends, is next Saturday and Sunday at the Marquesa Hall over in Lincoln Village at 2222 and I-35. So I was hoping actually today that you might grace us with the secret origin story of Staple. How did it all come together? Radioactive insect?
Yeah, it was bitten by a radioactive vermin of some kind.
A stapler, probably.
It was a stapler, and then while I was in the hospital recovering, I had this idea for then actually getting superpowers. Unfortunately,
I don't think anybody could pull off 9 years of staple without having some superpowers. I'm going to have to be skeptical of your claim of mundanity.
Well, yeah, it's a secret identity thing. I don't want to get out. But essentially, like, I make comics. I've been self-publishing comics along with my good friend David Lamplew for a little over 10 years now.
Including the fantastic That Damned Cat.
That Damned Cat, which will have issue 6 ready in time for the new first staple. You can pick that up there. And That Damned Cat, I'll plug it really quick. It's a supernatural black comedy about inspired by the true story of the cat that knows when you're going to die.
So, right.
It's an interesting thing. And Ian and I have been making comics. At that time, we were working on a sort of straight-up crime noir story called You Chose Right the First Time, which we have since finished and collected it into a 240-page graphic novel.
Which I'm going to guess will also be available at Staple.
Also available at Staple. And, when we first started making the comics, we were like, well, you know, now we've made these comics, now what do we do with them? And if you're making your own comics, you're not going to get them distributed nationally. At that time, the internet really hadn't, the web comics phenomena hadn't really taken off. And, we wanted to make print comics anyway. So we were like, what do we do with this? And so we just started going around to some shows and stuff, trying to sell them. And in the process of that, met a lot of people from Austin, a lot of people all around Texas who were doing kind of the same thing. And if you're doing that kind of thing, one of the only ways to get your work out there is to table up at a show somewhere. And in 2004, 2005, of the shows that focused on independent media, there were maybe 5 in the nation. And there was absolutely nothing in the whole Southwest that did that. And so if if you're a person, you have to fly to San Francisco or Bethesda, Maryland or something and set up and then get a hotel room.
It's almost certainly going to be much more than you're actually going to make at the
conference. And you're selling your mini comics for $1, $2. Essentially, you're not even going to break even. So it seemed like to me there was enough talent right here in town just to put together a good show. So we cleaned out the barn and put on a show. We did it. It was kind of...
Yeah. You saved the farm, Paul.
We saved the farm. The crops are saved.
that was fantastic. And friends, also want to let you know that we are in the midst of our membership drive right now. The number to call for that is 472-5667 if you'd like to support community radio. If you're a fan of Staple, we've got some special Staple giveaways at different pledge levels that our financiers can tell you about. And I think we actually have somebody to thank. Here in the studio, we got Art Baker with us of Jamaican Gold.
We do indeed. We want to thank Sally, so thank you very, very much. She wants to point out that you have a brilliant mind, Flabby, and you were the best thing on the radio ever.
I don't even know if I know this person, but she is awesome.
Well, she clearly has good taste. So I'm going to go with that. And you can be like Sally. Give us a call, gang. 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
I just checked out the last name. I do know that
you
one.
You do know that. All right, thank you, Sally. Thank you, Sally. And I believe Sally is going to be picking up one of the nice Staple things that you have going.
Oh, fantastic.
So we can talk about that off mic. But again, gang, we've got lots of great offers. We've got not just the Staple stuff, but we've got our seasonal edition T-shirt and tote bag. Again, plastic bags are gone in the city as of March 1st. So bags would be very helpful.
Paper bags, too. Anyone needs that.
That's right. Yeah. So
you need yourself a tote. And don't you want a tote that shows off what you are into here in Austin, like community and radio?
Absolutely. Give us a call, gang. 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Show your support. The little station that could.
You can go online and see the image that we have, this pledge drive, this membership drive for our T-shirts and tote bags. It's Austin's signature bird, the grackle. Giving what looks like its typical aggravating cry.
Local and vocal. That's what
right,
we do,
that's
gang.
Right. Local and vocal. I like that. That's pretty good.
472-5667, 472-KOOP. Please show your support now. We got phone answers standing by. Thanks, Slaps.
Thanks so much, Art. Friends, you're listening to Slappy Pinch Bottoms Out, Preoccupation here on KOOP Hornsby Austin, your community radio station. And it's our great pleasure today to have with us guests from the Staple Independent Media Expo. It's taking place next Saturday and Sunday at the Marquesa Hall and Theater in Lincoln Village. And a couple more guests who are going to be tabling at Staple next weekend are with us. It's Jeff Sebesta and Gene Thornton, the co-founders and editors of Rock Salt, the newsprint periodical. Is there a one word that best describes it?
Unique. Very unique.
It's so unique. Like you might have heard of some unique things, but this is more unique than
we actually found all the other unique things, and we're more unique.
If you're lucky, you may have seen Rock Salt in a stack somewhere around town at one of our finer coffee drinking or other kinds of establishments. It's a newsprint publication packed full of great independent comic strippery and other kinds of visual insanity. Welcome, Gene and Jeff.
Thank you.
How long has Rock Salt been going?
About a year and a half now.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Yes.
And we fixed the distribution problems, so you should be able to find it without coming to our house.
What are some of the places around town that you
They won't tell us. Motor Blade is mysterious, and they won't tell us where we put them, but we go places
and
we
see them.
Right.
Yeah.
One might find it if we caught coffee.
I think Fritz's lack of accountability is an essential part of his business model.
I think of it as Austin. He's very Austin.
Yes, he's very.
This is something I've never met him when I talked to him.
He's a great guy.
When I talked to this last issue, his car was out front with the trunk open, half loading, but he wasn't there.
Right.
Perhaps too unique.
That's a
motor blade.
That I was coming and then slipped into another dimension.
I'm not sure he exists. I think he may just be an invisible wind that puts posters up.
He is. He's kind of like a metaphysical information, Austin-based information circulator. And friends, just to say that if you ever have any postering, flyering, other kinds of needs yourself, you would do well to think about Motor Blade in that respect. Despite no one ever actually laying eyes on him, he tends to do a pretty fantastic
whoever
job.
Or whatever he is, he's doing a good job.
It's almost like a dream.
I can't remember afterward what it was said. It's just the smell of violets. And
is Fritz even a real name?
Like Co-op Radio and Slappy Pinch Bottom Show, Fritz is unique. In Austin, and as far as I've been able to find, and I have researched this because I would like posturing in other cities in Texas, there's no one does a service like that in Dallas or Houston or San Antonio.
Right.
Much grand. I would like him to franchise it out, but I'm not sure he's going to do an Invisible Man can do that. And
it's a local phenomenon,
like
the
Co-op
staple.
Radio, yeah. And you should support Co-op Radio by calling in 472-5667.
Nice.
472-KOOP.
Uncle Staple on the pitch for us here, friends. If he can pitch for us, the least you can do is pick up the phone and call and show us a little bit of your support today. So, Gene and Jeff, I'd like to talk a little bit about your solo projects in a minute, but first, why don't you tell me how Rock Salt first got started? What was your impetus to create this kind of publication?
Gene came back from New York City, and as is often the case when people come back from New York City, they have a surfeit of energy and professionalism, and I happen to be in the position to take advantage of that. We have been trying to start a free publication for some time because we're obviously not very smart about money, and I happen to be friends with the guy that does Austin Days, Russ Hartman.
Oh yeah,
really, really classic guy.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
He took me through everything that it took to get Austin Days up and going, and it's not that hard. So we did it, and now we have a magazine.
Yeah, it's becoming a bigger and bigger thing. Like, we went up to 16 pages this year, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot more than. Just the amount of work does not double, it quadruples or far more.
Yeah.
We've just been getting some really great artists, like Sam Hurt did a couple of
I-beams.
Yeah, did I-beam, like extremely classic Philly Texan strip. Yeah. We got the guys who did Baldo, like Hector Cantu and Carlos Castanos did like a messed up version of Baldo, which I remember like as a kid reading that in the paper, and then I get this email from them, like, we want to be in your paper, like, how bad can we curse?
As bad as you want to, as I'm going to guess.
We censor out every other curse word.
Oh.
Yeah. We try to be, pretend that we're safer goods.
Yeah, it's sort of like the content itself will, like, warp you in a slower way. But, like,
this last issue is definitely the grimmest, dirtiest, darkest issue. Yeah. I'm rather proud of it. There's a lot of things.
I like that direction.
Yeah. There's something that shouldn't be on practically every page.
So what was it about making it free that appealed to y'all?
Oh, that's the right price for comic books. People love comic books. They love to read comics, but they are not willing to pay for them. And that includes me. And I've dedicated my life to comics, and I don't buy them. So I'm not going to be sitting here saying, like, you should go buy Superman. Like, everybody wants to read comic books. Nobody wants to pay for it. If you give people a comic book, they will read it. They'll put it on their coffee table. They'll read it again. They'll give it to
a physical, actual
yeah,
physical
yeah,
copy.
People love physical objects. Yeah. But they're not willing to shell out for them. So...
And it's a real pleasure with it being free. Like, I was at Bolton Creek at one point where we have distribution set up, like, on like, a newspaper box outside, right? I was sitting by the window and just watched somebody come by, pick up an issue, read it, they laughed at who knows what places, and put it back, because it's free.
Little knowing that somebody they were all the time up. Observed by one of the actual editors.
Yeah.
Somebody else comes up, like, picks it up. Like, it's kind of a thing, where, like, whenever I go anywhere, it's distributed. Like, I saw one guy pick it up, and he's folding it, and he's going to roll cigarettes off. Like, how dare you? Should I stop this? But no, to read it later. And if you wanted to, like, smoke cigarettes out of our paper, that's fine. It's free. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
it even works better if the vapors get into your system.
Sure.
We weren't going to launch that until next year. But I'm okay with people getting ahead of the game.
I mean, now that Colorado's doing it, hey, we're next.
Yeah, well, let's hope. People forget that Texas was a blue state for a long, long time before there was any red and blue state.
Oh, man, the house that Johnson built now.
That's Ann Richards helmed most recently.
Every time I go play Peter Pan golf, I think about our former president.
I didn't know he had anything to do with that place.
Well, that's because his main thug killed a woman who was dating his sister there in the 60s.
Whoa!
I thought you knew Mack White.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm going to have to look that story up. That sounds awesome.
It's practically on Wikipedia. They keep taking it down.
Friends, that's the kind of insider information you are only going to get on community radio. If you'd like to hear more about the secret story of LBJ, which I think I'm going to be bringing in to tell everybody about next week, all you need to do is call 472-5667. Make a pledge of your support today. Here we've got our great guests from Staple Independent Media Expo, which is going on next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And they have brought some special gifts to give away at certain donation levels. At the $50 level, you'll get two free passes to Staple next weekend, in addition to the great novel The Dream of Dr. Bantam by our guest Gene Thornton. And if you pledge at the $100 level, not only do you get the co-op t-shirt, our benefits card, but also you will get the two free passes to Staple, the great novel The Dream of Dr. Bantam, and also a fantastic Staple t-shirt and a screen printed poster in full color. Friends, I think our choreographer has shifted. we had Art Baker here in the studio.
It's me, Art Baker.
we have Rush Evans here in the studio. Thanks for joining us here, Rush.
Hey, thank you, Slappy. It's so fun to be here. And I got to tell you, your show is really, there's nothing like it, not only in Austin, but anywhere that I can think of.
Oh, thank you.
And that's one of the things that makes co-op special. We're the alternative. We're the place you go for interesting programming like this. And what you do here every week is just, I don't
there's
know.
No, there's no explanation or excuse for it.
There's no analogy for it either. there's nothing else like it. But just even since I've been here these last few minutes, I'm learning so much. In fact, Slappy knows, one of these days I want to sub for you and celebrate
the president
celebrate all things Nixon and Johnson, because I have a lot of recordings. So I did not know that Johnson nugget myself.
What I really want to talk about is Harry Whittington.
He works next door to me. I walk by him every day.
He
walked by him every day for a year before somebody said, "That's the dude Dick Cheney shot in the face."
Well, you made it.
Oh, yeah. He's your landlord.
Well, yeah, not now, but he was our former landlord down at our Fifth Street station before that.
Is that
before
right?
Turned to the ground.
That,
yeah.
That's a story worth repeating over and over. Isn't it?
He's the guy who Cheney shot in the face when they were out hunting, and he owned our former building before it burned down.
I did not know that.
Burned down twice.
Yeah,
that's right. But we got to pay the bills to keep this one going, and
that's true.
And Slappy and I and all the other programmers we're not paid to be here. We do it out of love and out of passion for what we bring to the table, and
that's
we
exactly
want to share it with Austin, and that's what makes it co-op community radio. Hey, we got to pay to keep the lights on. Very, very practical with our money, and that's where you come in. Our members are our supporters. You become a member. You become part of co-op. And we've got these great gifts for you. Slappy was just talking about, just exclusive to the show. I haven't said the phone number yet. Why, it's 472.
The phone number.
472-5667. 472-K-O-O-P. Ted and Miss Buttercup are waiting for the phones to ring right now. So please give us a call at any level. I'll talk about some of the other stuff with regard to the levels a little later. But right now, 472-5667. If you do it right now, you're showing your support for Slappy Pinch Bottoms on Great Occupation.
Thanks so much, Rush. Yes, and you can also donate online, folks, at KOP.org. Just look for the big donate button. So we're all into giving it away here at Co-op as well, as you all with Roxol. I did want to mention that each of the founders of Roxol is a great solo artist in their own right. Jeff Sebesta is the creator of the comic series Cloudhopper and Busta / Lovecraft. Now, I haven't read that one. Is it actually / fiction about Busta Rhymes and H.P. Lovecraft?
You know, I should put in some pages with that.
That's actually not the thing.
But like, I think / fiction would be a little more appropriate.
So it's a versus sort of comic.
Yeah, it's about Busta Rhymes traveling back in time and punching H.P. Lovecraft in his stupid racist face.
Now his face was racist, but
yeah,
I don't think
it was
stupid.
No, his brain wasn't stupid.
You got to admit, he had a very large vocabulary.
Yeah, and a very large jaw. No, I mean,
which
I love
Busta took full advantage.
I love them both. I absolutely love Busta Rhymes and H.P. Lovecraft. Neither of them as a musician, but as celebrities and individuals and as interesting people who both happen to be from the same small town and also happen to
be absolute nemesis. Is that Providence?
No, Red Hook, Brooklyn. Lived in Red Hook, Brooklyn. That's actually where H.P. Lovecraft went to go crazy. And when I found that out, I was, you know, I looked it up on Wikipedia because that's what I do. And it turns out that Busta Rhymes is from Red Hook, too. And it occurred to me that the crazy chanting cultist in every H.P. Lovecraft story is literally Busta Rhymes. And that they would not like each other.
No.
So I wrote a story with my wife.
And folks, I've got your website here, unnecessaryg.com. Can folks find out more about how to do that?
Yeah, and you can come to Sable, but I probably won't be there because my wife will probably be in labor. So I will probably be...
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And it's a great pairing to have you here on with the creator of the Latex Avenger.
Yeah. If only he had showed up sooner.
I'll get you on the next go around.
We got to save money. Comics don't pay like they used to. But, so I won't be there, but hopefully somebody dressed like me will be, and certainly Gene will be, out by the wine bar slinging rock salts.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, we're going to have rock salt there. You can also use rock salt this issue. There is a map to staple on the cover.
Oh, nice.
It's both a representation of the sort of convoluted tangle of streets around the Marquesa Event Center. Plus a poem.
Yes, friends, don't give up. If you don't find it like right away, don't give up. You will find the Marquesa Hotel.
No, just find a copy of Rock Salt and bring it with you. There's a poem. You could just follow, like, each line of the poem is metrically calculated to take you one city block, I guess.
Sure. Can I just say, nothing rhymes with 2222?
You'll learn the history of Austin. You'll learn how to get to the Staples show. And once you're there, you can get back issues and such from us.
You'll feel the crushing existential despair that is our trademark.
Yeah.
And I think the trademark of every independent creator, I would have to say. Friends, Jeff Sebesta and Gene Thornton here, the founders and editors of Rock Salt magazine. Gene Thornton is also a comics creator in her own right, including the comic strip The Man Who Hates Fun, which is just awesome and delightful, and the great recently published novel The Dream of Dr. Bantam, which is not yet, I think, carried by our local brick-and-mortar resellers, although they could maybe use a word in their ear in
yes,
that direction.
Yes, only fans of the book or of such books. Such people might contact them if it's existed.
Right.
It could happen.
But you can purchase it online with just a little bit of Googling The Dream of Dr. Bantam. It's well worth your time. And one thing to know about that novel is that it's just packed full of sites and places that you will recognize from your own hometown of Austin, Texas. One of the more fun things about it for a local resident. All these folks are here from the Staple Independent Media Expo that is happening next Saturday and Sunday at the Marquesa Hall and Theater in Lincoln Village, which is up by 2222 and I-35. If you have rock salt, you can just follow the poem, and it will lead you directly there. Series of poetic breadcrumbs.
I meant to bring my copy and read the poem online.
You already know where it is.
You could never experience the poem.
But I don't know where it is rhyming.
That's true. Yeah. The rhyme scheme is pretty bad, guys. I'm sorry. I was going to do it on it, and then I was like, no, I'm not Googling it.
The rhyme scheme is excellent. Delightful.
There's metrical issues in the sixth stanza that I feel so ashamed.
The audience would never have noticed them if you hadn't said anything, but now they're going to be like, all right, I can't wait till I get to the sixth stanza because I'm going to call that. I'm going to call that Jeff Sebesta out.
Slappy's audience is very erudite and well read and
generous.
And generous. And
I would like to say.
And they would probably pick up on that.
Extremely
pick up on that, and they need to
very
pick up the phone and call 472-5667.
That's right. That's right.
72-KOOP.
And we have Rush Evans here in the studio to tell us a little bit more about the ongoing membership club that we are deep in the midst of right now.
Yeah, like I said before, it is co-op. We are community radio, and we cannot do this without our members, without our supporters. You know, the other thing about this show, I want to say, co-op's about serving the community. We do it with public affairs shows. We do it with interesting and unusual music shows, things that you can't get on commercial stations. We're the alternative. Slappy is merging the two, as we're learning right now. It's an entertainment show, and it is community affairs, because we're learning about Staple. We're learning about this comic series. It's fantastic. This is entertainment and education, and how else can you get that on the radio? Why, co-op. 472-5667, 472-KOOP. If you contribute at the $60 level, we'll give you a gift, like a T-shirt.
Or a tote bag.
Or the tote bag.
Which has our great new Grackle logo on it. And friends, you may or may not know this, but plastic and paper bags are not long for this world here in Austin, Texas. You will need yourself
That's something
to carry your groceries around in. What better than something that advertises your love for community radio here in Austin?
Yeah, a logo you're proud to display as you're walking through the store. We appreciate that. If you get the gift and you spread the word about co-op, everybody wins. It's 472-5667, 472-KOOP. $120 will be the sustainer level, and you can arrange it so it comes out $10 a month.
We love that level.
We love it. It helps us so much, and you don't feel it.
And you get all our great gifts at that level. You get a tote bag plus a t-shirt you don't have to choose. Plus you get all the great gifts that our staple guests have brought in to offer to people who call in. You get the benefits card, which I think clocks in at the $80 level.
Right.
And that gets you discounts at places all over town. You can get a full list of that at our website, koop.org.
And those staple gifts are just good for the remainder of this show. So we just got about 10 more minutes. So let's light up the phone. 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
Thanks so much, Rush. Friends, we're here on Flappy Pinch Bottom's Odd Preoccupation with folks from the Staple Independent Media Expo. And I'd like to throw out a question just kind of for roundtable discussion. We've got folks here who have been experienced in a number of different areas in publishing. One thing I'm a little bit curious about is how the state of comics publishing now compares to publishing generally, especially in terms of how dominant the major publishers are versus the independent publishers that are featured, for example, at Staple, and how you know they're both sort of adapting to changes in digital media.
I think that the major publishers, do you mean like DC and Marvel?
Because yeah,
I think that's maybe
Image now.
There's, you know, First Second Books does a really amazing job. Pantheon has gotten heavily into graphic novels. There's any number of traditional book publishers that are crossing over into doing comics.
Oh.
And there's much, much less importance on DC and Marvel, who are just kind of turning out a product that's increasingly tailored to maybe one reader. I'm not even going to say like
one guy.
Just like same as Mike Oz.
Mike, what are you doing to us, buddy? is it actually the case that their market share is going down
dropping like a stone. Are you following this Orson Scott Card nonsense?
Orson Scott Card, famous misogynist Mormon science fiction writer, now getting into comics.
I'm so old, I remember when you would start that with science fiction writer.
He's trying to get into comics, and everybody's horrified that such a terrible man, and he's a terrible man, would ever work on Superman. And
he's a nice man. He just believes and says terrible things.
He's got a name that sells things. Nobody's buying Superman anyway, and that's including the people who are complaining. So
Right. So things are looking good for the indies and comics publishing.
I was in the shop the other day, Austin Books and Comics, who are a sponsor of Staple.
And friends, also one of the jewels and treasures of Austin, Texas. It's a world class comic book shop, world well known. It's up off 51st and Lamar up there.
Correct. And I should mention that is where we'll be having a little pre-party meet and greet on the Friday night before Staple. You can come in, and Brad the owner will be setting out some adult beverages for everyone's.
Any special guests coming to that?
It's everybody who's at the show is welcome to come and it's just sort of a casual way to warm up for the weekend. And it's, you know, we've been doing it there every year of the show, and it's just a nice way to sort of meet people and chit chat in a, you know, more casual environment.
And that's Friday night at Austin Books and Comics.
Friday night, about 7 to 10.
Okay,
it's real loose and laid back, and it's always a good time.
Great way to get yourself into the whole staple swing of things.
Absolutely.
And the main event for Saturday and Sunday at the Marquesa Hall.
Absolutely. I should mention a couple other like sort of satellite events earlier that day on Friday. One of our guests, Jason Morningstar, who's being brought in by another sponsor, Rogues Gallery Comics and Games up in Round Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He had to fly in a day early, and so we're taking advantage of that. He's going to be doing a live in-store demo of his award-winning role-playing game, Fiasco.
Oh, Fiasco is so fun.
And it's like one of our favorite games.
It's a role-playing game, and the essential premise is like in one of those heists gone wrong movies, like things are just going to get worse and worse and worse over the course of the game for all the characters that are playing.
Yeah, the whole point of the game, it's really not a lot of rules to the game, anybody can pick it up, and it's a storytelling game, and the whole point of it is to figure out the most creative and humorous way things can go badly.
Yeah, if you love noir movies, if you love mafia movies, like, oh, it's so great.
Yeah, sort of stuff. From 1 to 3 p.m. up at Rogues Gallery Comics and Games, he'll be there running a Fiasco game along with some members of the League of Extremely Ordinary Gentlemen, who are a group of podcasters here in town, and they're also going to be doing one of the panels at the show. We have a panel set up of, we're calling it Pop Culture Podcasting, because there's three different groups, the Geek Bombass, League of Extremely Ordinary Gentlemen, and a new and Random Access Web TV podcast, all produced here in town, and they all kind of focus on pop culture, comics, movies, that sort of stuff. They just guys that get together and like that, passionate about that stuff, and like to talk.
That's fantastic. And you can hear all about that panel and all of Staples' great panels and a list of all the guests that are going to be there next weekend and at the official website of Staple, which Chris is...
Right, it's www.staple-austin.org.
Well, I didn't even get to half my questions with y'all. I could just chat with you all day about independent publishing and comics and being a locavore and as far as your media consumption goes, all kinds of great stuff. But friends, you're just going to have to go to Staple next weekend yourself if you want to find out more about it. And again, that is Saturday and Sunday all day long. At the Marquesa Hall and Theater up in the Lincoln Village Shopping Center with, again, events going on, ancillary events Friday night and other times that you can find out.
And Saturday night we're doing benefits for Co-op Radio at the Shangri-La.
Yes, which you've done several years running. See, there's so much to get to. I've just been having so much fun talking with you guys. And so the thing about that fundraising event at Shangri-La, which has been going for several years now, is that there'll be artists creating art live there on the spot that you'll have the opportunity to bid on. It's a super fun thing just to watch all these artists like going to work and then to go through the things that they've done and see what's going to fit in your own home.
And all the art that's purchased, the proceeds go to benefit Co-op Radio. Yes. And you can help out Co-op Radio right now by calling 472-5667.
That's right. Thank you so much, Chris. It's just a real... It's a love thing. It's a love thing that we have here between Co-op and Staple. Chris has joined us on the show here during our pledge drive to talk about Staple, but also to talk about community radio. I think this is maybe the fourth year in a row.
At least, yeah.
Something like that. And it's just always such a great pleasure to have you all here in the studio. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.
I just wish you all the best of luck with Staple next weekend. We've had Dan Price, creator of the Latex Avenger, Jeff Sebesta, and Gene Thornton, editors of Rock Salt, which you'll see around town at all the finer establishments, along with many other great projects of their own. Thanks again for coming in, folks. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Friends,